And finally today, this is why I'm happy to be observing Campaign 08 from sunny California. Big Nasty right out of my side. It's because this election feels more like a Frank Capra movie than a political event. You know Frank Capra. He gave Jimmy Stewart's Everyman a wonderful life. And even before that, he sent Mr. Smith to Washington on a crusade.
Washington, huh?
Yes, Senator, for the fifth time, Washington.
But that was in the late 30s, pre-ironic, more hero-iconic, stories with characters who didn't mock the idea of believing in something. Now, when is that ever going to happen again? That's what I mean about California being the right theater for this show, especially L.A., the shot-down combat pilot who hobbles from his prison cell to the doors of the White House. The young guy with a dream who beats almost impossible odds to become the first African-American who can be president? These are more than candidates. They are characters. See them up on billboards? They look like they belong there. We are going to vote based on how we feel about them, like we do about stars. Not so much about what we think they'll do as who we think they are. How about Joe Biden? You know, the guy who knows his way around. So I'm seeing a damp Chicago night and a bridge above a dark river.
What are you prepared to do?
Sean Connery's Irish street cop in The Untouchables.
If you open the ball on these people, Mr. Nash, you must be prepared to go all the way. Because they won't give up the fight.
You need a slugger for your vice president, don't you? Or maybe a gunslinger, not afraid to get in a fight. Sarah Palin, the moose-loving, maverick mom figure with someone to protect. In an outpost far away. Aliens. Sigourney Weaver. Hey, it's the same chin, even.
I would hope that we would understand, my friends, that life is not 24 and Jack Bauer.
This is too easy. You know, I read somewhere last week that back at the Naval Academy, they used to call him John Wayne McCain.
40 years a good soldier. I can't leave Coghill facing those devils.
Campaigns are like movies, or maybe just this one is especially. The big characters resonate, their words are stirring. They are on a quest. These characters with dreams, the dreams they seek to cast upon us. Isn't Barack Obama kind of like that character, Ray Kinsella, played by Kevin Costner? Here he is listening to James Earl Jones tell him, yes, build that ball field.
People will come, Ray. They'll come to Iowa for reasons they can't even fathom. They'll turn up your driveway, not knowing for sure why they're doing it. They'll arrive at your door, as innocent as children, longing for the past. Of course, we won't mind if you look around, you'll say. It's only $20 per person. They'll pass over the money without even thinking about it.
The election really is just begun over this last weekend when, coincidentally, Hollywood completely bombed. Nobody went to the movies. Well, sure, there's a better show out there, and all the more fascinating because we don't know how it's going to end. So, Madeline, you've got a post up at our blog, npr.org/daydreaming.
That's right. And yeah, we may not know how it's going to end, but you can talk about what you think is going to happen at that blog post.
Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand.